In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists what to do with all that meat we can't eat anymore. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. LifeLock, reminding consumers that hackers can use social security numbers and dates of birth to get loans or drain bank accounts. More at LifeLock.com. Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at LumberLiquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. And the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness and efforts to strengthen policies and practices that open the doors to employment opportunity for everyone. More at MelvilleTrust.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Goedeke writes our limericks. Our intern is Candace. I would have gotten away with it if not for you middling kids. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dornbos. Technical directions from Lorna White. Here comes the bride, and by that we mean our CFO, Anne Nien. Congratulations to her and her lucky husband, Brendan Stedman. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. A big thanks to the staff and crew at the Des Moines Civic Center. Our senior producer is Ian Chillag. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Hang on, guys. We got to find this out. What are we going to do with the meat that we can't eat anymore? Tom Baudet.
After careful consideration and consulting with medical professionals, we'll say to hell with it and eat it anyway.
There you go. Roxanne Roberts.
Lady Gaga will launch a meat handbag and luggage collection, but only one carry-on per person.
And Luke Burbank.
What was thought to be just figurative will finally become literal. The U.S. borders will be beefed up with giant piles of actual beef.
And if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks to Andrew Argenbright and everyone in Iowa Public Radio. Thanks also to Luke Burbank, Roxanne Roberts, Tom Baudet, our fabulous audience here in Des Moines. You're the best. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR.